哈利路亚，奉主是圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to learn.
我们早上有谈到以弗所书，就是今天信仰生活的一个原则跟标准。
This morning we talk about the book of Ephesians as our standard for our lifestyle.
所以从第一章到第三章，告诉我们要建立一个神所喜悦的教会。
From chapters 1 to 3, it teaches us to build a church that pleases God.
第四章到第六章告诉我们要活出一个神所悦纳的生活。
From chapter 4 to chapter 6, it teaches us to have a life that is pleasing to God.
使我们能够在信仰的挑战当中成功。
So that we can succeed when we in our life of faith.
在走完人生的道路可以得救。
That in the end of our life, we will be saved.
使我们这一条信仰路所付出的努力不会白费。
So that our work and our faith is not in vain.
所以在以弗所书里面，了解认识我们基督徒的本分非常的重要。
So it is important to understand the responsibilities of a Christian for in the book of Ephesians.
所以在下午的聚会，我们再看回来以弗所书的第五章。
So this afternoon we will study Ephesians chapter 5.
来看我们要怎么样做才能够成为神所喜悦的儿女。
So how can we be children that are pleasing to God?
我们看以弗所书五章的第一节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1.
五章第一节
Chapter 5 verse 1
这里说所以你们该效法神好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样第二节
Verse 2
也要凭爱心行事正如基督爱我们为我们舍了自己当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神第三节
Verse 3
至于淫乱和一切的污秽或是贪婪在你们中间连提都不可提方和圣徒的体统我们再翻过来看第八节
Let's also read verse 8
以弗所书五章的第八节
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8
这里说从前你们是愚昧的现在在主里面是光明的行事为人就当像光明的子女我们看第十五节
verse 15
十五节这里说你们要谨慎行事不要像愚昧人当向智慧人要爱惜光阴因为现今的世代邪恶在这里保罗写信告诉以弗所的信徒
Here, Paul writes this letter to the believers in Ephesus
告诉我们说我们都是神所我们都是蒙爱的儿女是神所拣选的百姓
Telling us that we are dear children of God and we are chosen, His chosen people.
但是如果我们想要保留这样的身份
But if we want to have this identity,
他必须要有相应的行为跟付出的努力
We have to have work that goes along it.
所以保罗常常提醒当时候的信徒
So Paul oftentimes reminds the
members. 告诉他们说你们要活出一个配得的生活
He tells them that they have to have a life that is worthy of this.
就是你得到了恩典。
They have received blessing.
你必须要活出一个值得这个恩典的一个生活来。
Their lives have to be worthy of this blessing.
因为我们千万不要以为我们一定每一个人都会得救。
Let's not think that we all will be saved.
因为得救是要努力，要能够付出，并且要能够坚持到最后。
Because to be saved, you have to work and you have to insist to the end.
我们来看约翰一书的第三章。
Let's read First John chapter
3. 约翰一书的三章第二节。
First John chapter 3 verse 2.
三章第二节。
Chapter 3 verse 2.
第二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们就要像他，因为必得见他的真体。第三节
Verse 3.
凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。在这里呢，使徒约翰告诉当时候的信徒
Here, disciple John tells the members.
他说啊，我们都是神所爱的弟兄。
He says, "We are all the brethren in Christ."
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
但是在这里他却讲了一句话。
But he says,
他说现在是神的儿女。
Now we are children of God.
啊，但是将来如何还没有显现出来。
It has not yet been revealed what we shall be.
啊，所以什么意思呢？告诉我们说，你不要只有现在是神的儿女。
Meaning that we don't just be children of God now.
你要现在做神的儿女，将来做神的儿女，直到审判之日都是神的儿女。
You also want to be children of God in the future and the judgment day.
他说，主若显现，就是审判之日啦。
He said when he appears.
说我们要像他，要像基督。
When he is revealed, we shall be like him.
啊，这样子我们就仍然成为他的儿女。
Then we are still his children.
啊，所以信仰是一条坚持的道路。
Faith is a journey.
啊，只有忍耐到底的才能得救。
Those who endure to the end will be saved.
啊，所以呢，在以弗所书里面啊，保罗啊啊，以弗所书里面保罗告诉我们
，In Ephesians, Paul tells us.
他说，你想要成为蒙慈爱的儿女，你必须要符合这些神对你的要求。
To be dear children of God, you have to fulfill certain requirements.
啊，哪些要求呢
？What are these?
啊，就像我们刚刚所念的三段经节
just like the three passages we just
read, 啊，告诉我们说蒙慈爱的儿女是走在爱中
the dear children of God walks in love
蒙慈爱的儿女是走在光中
they walk in light
啊，蒙慈爱的儿女是走在智慧中
they walk in wisdom
啊，成为有爱心的儿女成为光明的儿女并且成为智慧的儿女
to be children of love children of light and children of wisdom
啊，说这样子你们就是蒙慈爱的
then the, you are dear children of God
啊，什么叫做蒙爱的儿女呢
what are these what does it mean to be dear children
啊，什么叫做凭爱心走在爱心当中呢
what does it mean to walk in love
我们看回来以弗所书的第五章
Ephesians chapter 5
第二节
verse 2
啊，这里说也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。所以在这里告诉我们说，在神的眼里，什么叫做走在爱中
？In the eyes of God, what does it mean to walk in love?
走在爱中，这里说基督就是我们的榜样。
Christ is our example.
什么榜样
？What is the example?
叫做因为爱而有牺牲的榜样。
Christ sacrificed because of love.
啊，圣经告诉我们说啊，神从啊。因为爱人，所以他来到世间降世为人。
He loved us and he became flesh in the world.
啊，并且将恩典跟真理丰丰富富的带到世间。
He brought truth and grace to the world.
啊，告诉我们说，因为爱人，所以他在这一条人生的路上受过各样的苦楚。
Because he loved us, he suffered in his journey on earth.
啊，到最后，因为爱人，所以被钉十字架，流出宝血，能够打开洗罪的泉源。
Because he loved us, he was crucified and bled that this a fountain of salvation.
啊，如同把自己献上，当作祭物来作为赎罪之用。
He became the sacrifice for our atonement.
啊，所以在希伯来书里面特别告诉我们
，In Hebrews it tells us,
他说啊，基督就是最美的祭物献上。完全一次为人赎掉的罪
That Christ was the perfect sacrifice
啊，这个叫做牺牲的爱
That was a sacrificial
love 啊，所以呢在这里告诉我们说我们都是那个蒙慈爱我们都是那个神所爱的儿女
It tells us that we are dear children of God
啊，所以我们要以基督为榜样用一样的方式来学会爱别人来学会啊，来学会为别人牺牲
So I have to learn from the example of Christ toKnows how to love others.
一个人如果从来不懂得为别人牺牲
If someone does not know how to make sacrifices,
他不但不懂爱
not only they don't know love,
而且他是一个非常自私的人
is a very selfish person.
一个人如果永远都只有想到自己
If they are always thinking of themselves,
那他心中就没有神的爱
then they don't have the love of God.
因为基督的爱是学会舍己学会关心别人的爱
The love of Christ is a love of sacrifice and caring for others.
那所以其实在我们今天的生活当中
In our life,
我们都要不断的去思考不断的去调整来看看自己到底是不是一个有爱的人
We have to continue to reflect and make adjustments to see if we are someone with love.
那作为一个传道者我们有时候常常需要去协调一些信徒的生活上的问题。
As a pastor, we often have to solve problems in the faith of members.
有时候我们需要去处理解决帮忙的是婚姻当中的冲突。 突。
And we also had to resolve some conflicts in couples marriages.
所以我发现，在我观察当中，婚姻当中最大的问题在哪里
？And what is the biggest problem in marriage？
就是缺乏爱。
It's a lack of love.
你说没有啊，我们非常相爱，我们才会结婚啊。
He said, "No, we love each other. That's why we marry each other."
没有啊，你看我们相爱，所以我才能咬着牙哦，咬到都出血了，给他买一个两克拉的钻戒啊。
And I have loved her so much that I bought her a ring.
啊，你看啊，我就是很爱她，我就是因为有爱啊，所以呢，你看我回来啊，那个薪水拿回来，我全部都交给她。
I love them so much, so I gave them all of my salary.
啊，你看我为这个家牺牲多大。
I made so much sacrifice.
你看我为了爱付出多少。
I have made so many sacrifices because of love.
啊，是啦，或许对你来说，这就是你表达爱的方式。
Yes, perhaps that's the way you show love.
啊，但是呢，在这种所谓的爱底下，常常隐藏一个非常大的危机。
But there is a big problem under this love.
叫做我本位，就是以我为中心啊。
It is self-centered.
啊，以我的方式来爱。
I use my way to love.
用我的观念来爱。
Using my way of
thinking. 而且强迫对方要配合我的想法来爱。
And I have to force the others to accept my love.
啊，所以如果我的爱你不能够认同跟不能接受，
if you cannot accept or agree with my love,
那都是你的问题，
then that's your problem.
啊，所以这到最后，这种所谓强迫的爱，常常只是一种自我的啊，只是一种啊，只是一种自我意志的表达。
That this is the love that is forced is only a way to show yourself.
虽然在行为上面你付出很多，你做了很多事情。
Though you put in a lot of work and effort.
而且你觉得说对方很没良心，从来不懂得体谅，也不懂得感谢。
You think that others do not appreciate you.
但是我们却很少去问一句话说，请问你到底要的是什么？
But we never ask what do you want exactly.
因为每个人都很坚持。
Because we have our own stance.
先生坚持他的做法，太太从来不愿意让步。
The husband will insist on their way and the wife will not let go.
所以到最后两个人为家庭付出很多，但是冲突很大。
Though they put in a lot of effort, but the conflict is very great.
所以你如果仔细看，到最后这底下最深层的问题在哪里？
So what is the problem in the deepest?
叫做虽然爱，但是最爱自己。
Even though they love, but they love themselves.
因为最爱自己。
Because they love themselves.
所以他们要求对方来配合他们。
They want others to work with them.
因为最爱自己。
Because they love themselves.
所以他的表达对方不接受，他就非常的愤怒。
If others do not accept this, they become very angry.
因为最爱自己。
Because they love themselves.
所以从来不会去体谅思考别人的感受。
They do not think about how others feel.
因为最爱自己。
Because they love themselves.
所以永远在要求跟等待对方来改变来配合。
They're always waiting for other people to change.
但是你忘了吗？
But did you forget?
你所想要的一切也是对方所想要的。
Everything that you want is also something they want.
你希望对方调整，你希望对方改变，那对方也是一样的感觉。
You want them to change, but they also want you to change.
到最后没有人让步，那婚姻只好最后进入冷漠，进入沉默了。
In the end, the marriage becomes very cold and become very quiet.
虽然仍然在付出，虽然好像很努力。
Though they still put in effort.
但是当中最爱的还是自己。
But they love themselves the most.
但是主耶稣的爱却不是这样。
But that is not the love of Christ.
如果主耶稣最爱自己，他不需要来到世间。
If Christ loved himself the most, he did not need to come.
他只要坐在天上的宝座，抬头往下看，我好可怜哦，好可怜哦。你加油啊，加油，再加油一点点。
He can just sit in heaven and cheer for us.
那这样子，这种爱对你我有任何的帮助吗？
But does that kind of love help us?
但是主耶稣因着爱，他来到世间。
Because of love, he came to the world.
他改变了他的环境。
He changed his surrounding.
因为爱来到世间，成为卑微。
He became lowly.
他愿意为你受苦。
He is willing to suffer for
you. 他说，在这当中，我们就明白看到何为爱了。
And we can learn what is love.
所以在我们的婚姻里面。
In our marriages.
在我们的家庭当中。
In our families.
不管是亲子关系还是夫妻关系。
In parental relationship or couples.
如果我们真的要像基督。
If we want to be like Christ.
你要学习来 放下你自己的坚持。
You have to let go of what you insist on.
你知道为什么你放不下吗？
Do you know why you cannot let go?
因为你觉得说你放下你就输了。
Because you think that you are losing.
啊，我怎么可以输呢？
How can I lose?
我是有面子的，我是一家之主，我是家里的头诶。
I am the head of the household.
哦，有时候我们啊，坚持的是面子，在乎的是自己的尊严。
Sometimes we care about our dignity.
哦，所以我们拒绝让步，坚决不认输。
We're not willing to compromise.
我们有时候觉得，我要是退一步，对方就会吃定我。
If I compromise, then they win.
有时候你在想啊，这种婚姻啊，你到底结婚做什么的
？And you think what is the point of marriage?
啊，婚姻是神所设立，让你成为美好，让你享受在日光之下主所赐给你的福气。
God established marriage so you can enjoy the blessing.
为什么跟你最亲近的人，你要跟他算得这么清楚呢
？Why do you have to be so petty with the one that loves you the most?
啊，有一次啊，有一对夫妻吵架。
There was a couple that was fighting.
那我就请我过去啊，给他们协调。
So they asked me to help them resolve the conflict.
你知道他们在吵什么吗
？Do you know what they're fighting about?
啊，他们在吵说小孩子的午餐钱到底是谁要出
？They're fighting about who pays for lunch for the kids.
哦，后来我才知道啊，他们夫妻算得好清楚啊。
And then I realized they have very clear finance.
啊，一个付电费，一个付水费，一个付房租，一个付什么，就他们每一笔账要算得清清楚楚哦。
One pays for power, one pays for water.
然后呢谁要负责倒垃圾，谁要负责做什么，是完全要把它写出来理清楚，你不要占我的便宜哦。
They make schedules of who takes out the trash and they keep each other.
啊，结果啊，那个学期啊，学校发了一张通知啊，要缴125块钱的饭钱。
And then the school tells them they have to pay $125 for lunch.
谁出？
Who pays for it?
啊，那太太说先生出，先生说太太出，你有在上班呢、啊，为什么要我出啊？为了这样子啊，大吵一架。
They want each other to pay for it, so they got in the fight.
啊，甚至我在那里的时候啊，哇，那个先生居然还放狠话说，要不然离婚呐、啊。
The husband even said, "Let's get divorced then."
125块。
$125.
啊，所以啊，传道灵修比较不好哈、哦。
And I am not very spiritually cultivated.
我就桌子一拍，站起来说：“你们两个有病啊
！”I slammed on the table and said, "What's wrong with you?"
哎，我真的觉得他们有病啊。
I thought there's something wrong with them.
我说：“你们这叫做什么婚姻嘛
？”What kind of marriage is it?
那婚姻当中是彼此相爱、彼此扶持、彼此享受对方的陪伴。
They had to support and love each other, enjoy each other's company.
哎，可是没有人要让步，而且没有人愿意认识。
No one's willing to make compromise.
我就跟他们讲说啊，你们这种婚姻啊，到最后一定是百分之百，一定是通输，两个都输。
And I tell them this kind of marriage, in the end, it will be a lose-lose.
哦，所以啊，今天当你非常非常计较。
Today, if you're so petty,
啊、哦，要跟人家每一件事情都要算得很清楚。
You want to make everything so clear.
或许是因为你心中少了神给你的爱。
Perhaps you don't have the love of God in you.
主耶稣为你放弃多少？
The Lord Jesus made so much sacrifice.
啊，为什么你没有办法为他放弃一点点呢
？Why can't you make a little bit of sacrifice?
为什么什么事情都要争、都要吵、都要抢，一定要赢呢
？Why do you have to fight about everything and win?
有这么严重吗
？Is it that serious?
啊，所以走到今天，我结婚已经快13年了。
So I haven't been married for 13 years.
啊，其实这13年当中，我改变很多。
In 13 years, I've changed a lot.
啊，为什么？因为你要让家庭和睦，你要顾虑到对方的感觉，你就要。做自我的调整啊
！Because if you want harmony in the family, you have to make changes.
啊，但是啊，我是不知道我太太有没有什么调整呐、啊。
I don't know if my wife made changes.
啊，反正我只知道说啊，反正有错，千错万错都是我的错啊。
I just know that if someone's wrong, then I'm wrong.
好像啊，最近啊，我。你们可能有看脸书都知道，最近我都常常在煮饭哦。
If you check Facebook, you know that recently I've been cooking.
啊，这要谢谁？这要谢美国总会啊。
Thanks to USGA.
啊，因为美国总会啊，最近这几个月啊都没有把我派出去，我都在 local 啊。
Because for the past few months I've been local.
啊，所以啊，因为之前常常出去，家里的事都没有帮忙，所以我就想说，那我就来做点事哈、哦，要多多的关心家庭。
Because I haven't helped out with a lot of chores at home.So I thought I should help more.
但是我告诉你啊，那个娇娇女都是宠出来的啊、哦，那个就是 spoil wife 都是宠出来的。
And spoiled wives are spoiled when they're little.
啊，所以啊，我早上起来啊，我就开始弄早餐啊，煎蛋啊，什么什么，烤面包啊，弄给小孩子吃嘛，那还要准备一盘给太太啊。
So I wake up and make breakfast for my kids and my wife.
啊，然后啊，我太太吃完就会转过来问说。啊、中午要吃什么
？And my wife would ask me what's for lunch.、
哦、我跟你讲说，你不会不好意思吗
？I said, do you feel bad?
你没有 no shame 吗
？Do you have no shame?
啊、哦，我太太就跟我讲说，不会啊，我好幸福哦。
My wife says, no, I'm very happy.
所以我们家常都是这样啊，煮完晚饭就跟我讲说，哎，煮完午饭他就跟我讲说，晚餐吃什么
？So after lunch, she will ask me what's for dinner.
我就说，我去想一想。
And so I'll think about it.
啊，感谢主啊，还好有 Google 啊。
Thank God there's Google.
赶快 Google 去看一下晚上要煮什么。
So I Google recipes.
啊，这其实我以前是不煮饭的。
I used to not cook.
我告诉你哦，我不但不煮饭哦。
Not only do I not cook.
我连吃虾我都不剥虾壳的。
I don't peel the
啊，对吧？啊，对吧？啊啊！我从小虾壳我妈妈剥。
Shells for shrimps, my mom would.
然后是我姐姐剥。
And then my sister peel.
然后结婚之后是我太太剥。
And after I got married, my wife helped me.
啊，我这是我是这样子长大的。
That's how I grew up.
哎，可是啊，进入你的家庭，你就要能够做的，你要多做一点啊。
But once you have a family, you will want to do more.
你没有做过，不代表你不需要做。
If you have not done it in the past, doesn't mean you don't have to do it.
有时候我跟我太太说啊
，Sometimes I tell my wife.
我说啊，人家娶太太啊，应该是洗衣、烧饭、整理家里、拖地、打扫，然后洗碗啊，我就列了一大堆啊。
So I said, other people get a wife, so they do the laundry, they clean, do the dishes.
他说啊，你那个不是娶太太啊，你那个是娶，你那个是找那个找女佣啊，你那个是。你那是请一个女佣回家。
She told me that that's not a wife, that's a maidservant.
啊，所以啊，我们有时候会拿这个来开玩笑。
So we joke about it.
啊，但是啊，家里本来就没有什么是你，什么是我，我绝对不让你占我的便宜。那这样这种婚姻是有毛病的。
In the marriage, there is no you and I.
啊，因为你想想，如果主耶稣跟你算得这么清楚哦。
If Lord Jesus is like that with us.
我告诉你啊，没有一个会得救，通通活不下去啊。
No one will be saved.
你可以想哦，我们讲说天地万物都在神的手中。
We said all things are in His hands.
啊，结果今天你不乖哦。
So you misbehaved today.
啊，今天早上啊，你起来啊，你起床之后啊啊，跟太太吵架，你骂人。
This morning you fight with your wife.
啊，神说骂人不应该让你出车祸。
And God says that's wrong, so you get in a car accident.
啊，结果呢啊，你去上班以后啊，你偷懒，好累哦，我找个地方躲一下。
Or when you go to work, you're so tired, so you hide.
啊，上班不忠心，偷懒，给你得癌症。
At work, you're hiding, so you get cancer.
谁活得下去啊
？Who can live?
啊，所以啊，神没有按照我们的过犯在待我们。
The Lord does not treat us according to our faults.
给我们机会，给我们怜悯，这叫做爱啊。
He gives us mercy and chances. That is love.
啊，所以我们今天在我们的生活当中
，So today in our life,
有时候我们真的要学会。这种基督所要求我们向他学习的牺牲的爱。
We have to know that this is the sacrificial love he wants us to
have. 虽然你可能会有一些损失。
Sometimes you will lose.
就像你说回到家你们都讲说传道很辛苦嘛对不对你们讲的不是我讲的你们讲传道很辛苦嘛对不对
You've said that pastors, they work very hard.
我太太从来没有讲传道很辛苦啊。
My wife never says that.
她只问我说你什么时候回家啊要煮饭啊
My wife just says, what time are you coming home?
其实啊我真的不太在意这些事情。
I truly do not care.
为什么因为他们是我所爱的。
Because I love them.
其实啊，讲实话哈，我比较 prefer 我自己煮饭。
And to be honest, I prefer to cook.
因为我觉得我煮的比较好吃。
Because my food tastes better.
你知道我一天当中最快乐的是什么时候吗
？What is the happiest time of day in my
day? 是我们家小孩啊吃到舔盘子的时候啊。
When my kids are looking off the plate.
我们小朋友说：“爸爸，好好吃啊！”
And they say, "Tell me that it's so delicious."
还会跟我讲说：“你煮的比妈妈的好吃太多啦。”
It tastes better than what mom cooked.
啊，我就会觉得生命非常的满足。
Then I feel very satisfied.
然后后来我才知道是我太太教他们讲的。
Then I realized my wife tells them to say that.
啊，因为啊，我们家女儿这样子，爸爸你煮的比较好吃啊，爸爸煮饭，爸爸煮饭。
Because if my my daughter tells me that, then I will want to go.
我个人觉得这个叫做幸福。
I think that that is happiness.
哦，所以啊，当我们今天生命很计较，其实最痛苦的就是我们自己。
So today, if we're so petty, then we suffer the most.
当我们在婚姻当中只能赢不能输，那婚姻就是活着的地狱。
In a marriage, if we always try to win, then that is hell.
所以有时候放轻松。
So sometimes you have to relax.
其实生命当中啊，没有那么严重，多做一点不会怎么样。
It's not that serious. It's okay to do.
你会突然发觉说，你人生快乐很多。
You realize that you are so much happier.
因为你不但感受到人很爱你。
Because you will feel very loved.
你还会看到说，神对你点头，非常的满意。
Then and God will be very pleased.
所以这个叫做。有这个叫做走在爱中的儿女。
It is the children who walk in love.
我们看回来以弗所书。
Let's look back to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章的第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节这里说，从前你们是暗昧的，如今在主里是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的儿女。啊，这一段我们今天在早上已经讲过了。
We have talked about this passage.
告诉我们说啊，神对我们的要求就是要求我们走在光中。
God wants us to walk in the light.
啊，什么东西走在黑暗里面啊
？Walk in darkness.
啊，你看哦，那个我们最熟悉走在黑暗里面是什么？蟑螂啊
，The cockroaches what they walk in
darkness. 啊，脏脏的，很可怕，有的大的还会飞，有翅膀啊，很可怕。
So dirty and scary.
啊，所以啊，那个通常在晚上爬来爬去的都是我们不喜欢的。
We don't like the things that walk in night.
啊，这里告诉我们说，那你就不要做那个令人感到可怕的，像蟑螂一样活在黑暗里面啊。
So do not be someone that scares others and walk in darkness.
啊，约翰福音里面告诉我们
，In Gospel of John，
我们来看约翰。约翰福音的第一章
Gospel of John chapter
1约翰福音的第一章
John chapter 1
第一章的第四节
Verse 4
第四节
Verse 4
这里说生命在他里头这生命就是人的光第五节
5
光照在黑暗里黑暗却不接受光在这里告诉我们说当耶稣基督来到这个世界
Says when Lord Jesus came to the world,
他来是要成为你跟我生命的亮光。
He came to be our light.
但是有的人却拒绝了这个光。
But some people they will reject this light.
为什么拒绝这个光呢
？Why do they reject the light?
因为喜欢活在黑暗当中。
Because they like to live in dark.
因为享受最终之乐，不愿意被显露出来。
Because they enjoy the pleasures of sin.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们不要喜欢做那暗昧。无知黑漆漆里面偷偷摸摸的事情
tells us that we should not do things in darkness.
因为神的儿女是能够走在光中是能够让人看见的
Because God's children, they can walk in light and be
没有什么需要隐藏没有什么见不得人
There is nothing to be hidden.
因为我们的生活行为是符合神的标准能够让神感到喜悦
Because our life is according to God's standard.
所以在这里讲说你跟我我们是会结出光明的果子
It says that we will have fruit of the light.
什么果子呢
What are the fruit?
这里讲说光明所结的果子就是一切的良善公义跟诚实
Goodness, righteousness and truth.
如果今天你的生活里面是充满了良善公义跟诚实
If your life is filled with goodness, righteousness and truth,
你为什么需要躲在黑暗当中
Why do you need to hide in darkness?
你没有什么需要躲在黑暗里面你没有什么不能够让人家知道看见的、
You don't have to hide.
因为你所做的都是良善公义跟诚实
Because everything that you do is of goodness, righteousness and truth.
但是我们今天是这样吗
But are we like this?
有时候我有时候遇到一些年轻人、
Sometimes I see young people.
那我有时候看到年轻人他们在用手机啊用手机啊
I see them on their phone.
我有时候会抢手机哦、现在比较没有了现在比较有爱心现在没有了
I used to take phones.
我以前会抢手机的
In the past, I would take phones.
有时候教会那个、中午吃饭的时候要看年轻人躲在角落在那滑手机啊我会抢手机哦
During lunchtime, when they're sitting in the corner on their phone, I would take it.
但是啊在东岸我敢抢啊来西岸啊我比较不敢。我怕青年打我。
On the East Coast, I would do it, but out here, I don't.
所以啊有时候我抢手机拿过来啊
I would take their phones.
啊，我是不会去看他的东西啦。
I don't check.
我只是对那个手机被拿走的人那一瞬间的反应，我很好奇。
I am very curious about the reaction of people whose phones.
因为那个动作告诉我很多事情。
Because it tells me a lot.
有时候啊，你那个手机一拿起来哈，那个青年有时候愣了一下。然后像发疯一样来抢的那个都有问题啊。
When the youth, when they panic and want to take it back, then there's problem.
因为里面可能有些东西是不能看的。
Because there are things that cannot be seen.
啊，然后下一件事你发生，你下次下一个下一个你就会发现啊。
And next you'll realize.
里面呐、啊，每一本相簿啊，全部给你上锁，上锁，上锁，上锁，上锁啊。
All of the albums are locked.
奇怪啊，到底有多少东西需要藏的？
How many things you need to hide?
欸，但是啊，有的青年呢，手机拿起来，他们就这样抬头看我说，传道干嘛？
And some people just ask me, why do you take my phone?
啊，这种都不好玩的，我手机都还他。
Then it's no fun, I'll give the phone
back. 其实有时候你知道吗？我们的反应，我们的反应其实告诉传道或表现出很多你的真实的生活。
Our reaction actually tells the pastor, it reflects our life.
啊，有一次我跟一个信徒说，
One time I tell
啊，就是刚好遇到，我就跟他讲说啊，哎，下个礼拜去访问你好吗
？I asked him next week I'll come visit you.
哇，这个突然脸色变了。
Then their face changed.
然后啊，转过来，然后就跟我说啊，传道，你为什么要访问我
？He tells me why do you need to visit me？
啊，你是不是听到什么了
？Did you hear about something？
我告诉你，我很好，我很正常。
I'm very good. I'm very
normal. 我的家庭很好，不需要人的关心。
My family is very normal.
我跟我太太关系好，我知道你，他跟你跟太太一定出问题了。
I'm very good with my wife, so that means there must be a problem.
有的就是这样啊，非常非常的，非常非常的情绪化。很紧张，非常的情绪。
And some people get very emotional.
啊，本来我是什么都不知道，就顺口问嘛，也没有真的要去啦，顺口问一下。
Sometimes I would just like to bring it up.
结果啊，这种反应的一定要去给他访问一下。
But if they react in this way, I need to go.
那所以啊，我们到底是，你知道，有时候我们的这种很多的情绪反应，其实你的反应就告诉你自己，你的生活是不是出问题了。
Your reaction will tell you if there's something wrong with your life.
啊，所以啊，如果你我下次问，哎呀，去给你访问一下，你说来啊，来啊，来啊，嗯，不要，我换别家。
And if I tell you I'll come visit you, I say come over, then I won't go.
啊，不过哈，啊，在这里啊，在这跟大家说一下，那个传道访问是正常，你不要觉得说因为有问题才要去访问你啊。
But I would like to just mention that for pastor to visit members is normal there.
啊，所以呢，其实如果你愿意的话，你愿意的话啊，去你那边走走看看，聊一聊，祷告一下。如果你愿意的话，我是很乐意的去访问的。
So if you are willing, we can talk and we can pray together. I'm very happy to visit.
啊，当然啦，你说啊，不要，我要去传道家，我们去吃烤饼干啊，叫传道烤饼干给你吃也可以啊，来啊。
And some people say no, I want to go to your house.
也没有关系啊，其实啊，那个，但是你就要排队的，你要申请排队啊。
But you have to stand in line.
好，所以啊，其实我是不介意访问，我也不介意人家来我家。
I don't mind visiting. I don't mind people visiting me.
啊，所以我希望说，我们的弟兄姐妹啊，也能够很 comfortable 就是说，哎，我喜欢传道来，我希望传道来我家看看啊，你就跟负责人讲啊，我们安排时间安排的出来，我就去了啊。
So it's good if members are very comfortable for the pastor to visit, then we can schedule a time.
没有什么好紧张，没有什么好敏感的。
It's not that serious.
这只是哦，同龄当中彼此的团契很美很好，不是吗
？It is a fellowship between members, and it is very good.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，作为神的儿女，我们是轻轻松松、快快乐乐走在光中。
So we will walk in light with happiness.
那这叫做什么？享受主里的自由啊
！It is the freedom in the Lord.
其实这个才叫做自由。
That is true freedom.
自由就是啊，你没有啊，整天紧张兮兮、害怕，怕这个被发现，怕那个被抓到，那个就没有自由。你哪里有自由
？If you are always scared and hiding, that is not freedom.
啊，但是我们今天是有自由的人。
But today we are free.
因为我们的生活里面所充满的乃是良善、公义跟诚实。
Because it is goodness, righteousness, and truth in our life.
那最后我们看回来以弗所书的第五章。
Lastly, let's look at Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章的第十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 15.
十五节。
15.
啊，这里说你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人。十六节。
16.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶啊，所以在这里告诉我们说，这里主里的第三种人啊
，the third type of people in the Lord
啊，告诉我们说，我们是要走在爱中， 走在光中。这里第三个说，我们要走在智慧中。
We have to walk in love and light and wisdom.
他说啊，当你如果是一个智慧人啊，有智慧的儿女。
If you are a child of wisdom,
啊，这里讲说你会谨慎行事。
You will walk circumspect.
啊，这个我们早上已经讲过了，谨慎行事就是知所进退啊，知道自己在什么时候应该要做什么。
And meaning that you know what to do and when to do it.
啊，智慧行事就是努力走在主的正道当中。
To walk in the path of the Lord.
啊，在这里讲说你有智慧的人会爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Someone that is wise will redeem the time because the days are evil.
为什么要爱惜光阴？
Why do you want to redeem the time?
因为光阴是每一个人最有限的资源。
Because time is the most limited resource everyone has.
世界上很多资源都会再生，都可以再得到。
And many resources in the world you can regain them.
你说你手上有100块。
You say you have $100.
你把它花掉了。
And you spend it.
啊，花掉了你就没有了。
If you spend it, you lose.
没有你就再去赚。
But you can make it again.
它是可以再生的。
Is you can regenerate.
啊，但是有一样资源，你跟我再努力都生不出来。
But there is a resource that you and I cannot generate.
就是时间。
It is time.
啊，时间用过绝不回头，时间用掉，你只能后悔而已啊。
Once you spend that time, you can only regret.
啊，所以你看哦，很多年轻人，很多大学生。
And there are many college students.
啊，因为他们觉得自己年轻，所以他们不觉得时间宝贵。
They think that they are young, so time is not that precious.
啊，所以啊，这个讲实话叫做挥霍啦，浪费挥霍自己的时间。
So truth be told, they are wasting their own time.
啊，虽然都很晚睡。
They sleep very
late. 啊，大学生啊，常常都是两点、三点、四点才睡觉。
College students, they oftentimes sleep at 2 a.m.
啊，睡到早上啊，睡到不是早上啊，睡到中午快11点、12点才起来。
And wake up at 11 or 12.
啊，没有关系啊，好像大学生本来就是这样。
That's okay. That's how college students.
时间就让它浪费过去。
You just waste your time.
啊，但是啊，这样的时间。你过了就永远都不会回来的。
But this time you, once it passes, it does not come.
而神给每一个人的时间都不一样。
But the time that God gives everyone is different.
啊，有时候人以为说我还有很多时间啊，我就没有关系啊，我以后再努力啊，我以后再热心啊，我以后再爱主啊。
Some people say I have a lot of time, so I'll love God and work for the Lord in the future.
啊，但是人生什么时候时间到下场？哎，哔，下场了，时间到了，你不知道的。
But you do not know when your time is up.
啊，就像我们最近一个在南加州一个非常非常大的新闻，应该全世界都是非常大的新闻。
Southern California, even entire world, there this is a very big news.
哦，就是在洛杉矶啊，洛杉矶这个非常非常有名的球星。因为直升机掉下来就离开了。
A basketball player fell from the helicopter and died.
啊，41岁。
41 years old.
哦，比我还小一岁耶。
He's 1 year younger than me.
你可以想象吗？
Can you imagine that?
我那时候在开车。
I was driving.
结果突然收到一个 message.
And I got a message.
然后就这样子一个 shocking sign, 就是很多的那个惊叹号、惊叹号、惊叹号，就写了 Kobe, 然后一堆惊叹号啊！我想说是怎么回事啊
？Breaking news about Kobe.
哦，所以啊，在那一天，有任何人可以想象他的时间就到了吗
？Can anyone predict that that was his time?
在那一天，他自己有想到，原来人生的门就关上了吗？就结束了吗
？Did he expect that that was the end of his life?
其实没有人想到，他自己也绝对没有想到。
And nobody expected it.
哦，这个努力了一辈子，这个辉煌的战绩，终于退休，好好要来享受人生。
He worked his entire life and retired and was going to enjoy his life.
但是人每一个人的时间或多或少。你不知道，我也不知道。
But we do not know when our time is up.
所以路加福音里面讲到一个那个无知的财主啊。
In Gospel of Luke talks about a foolish rich man.
啊，这是我们都知道那个无知的财主，他说啊，哎呀，我要来好好享受我所拥有的一切。
This rich man says, I'm going to enjoy my possession.
他说我很有钱啊。
I am rich.
我已经准备好了。
And I am ready.
我要来大大的享受。
I am going to enjoy.
结果神怎么对他说
？What did God say?
神说：“无知的人呐、啊， 今天晚上就要你的灵魂。
God said, "You are foolish. Tonight, I will take your soul."
他说：“你准备这一切要给谁呢？”
What did you prepare for?
哦，所以在这里特别提醒我们说啊，现今世代邪恶。
And says the days are evil.
所以你要好好的善用你所拥有的时间。
So you have to utilize your time wisely.
他说啊，时间虽然每一个人的时间都一样。
So everyone has the same time.
那你的一分钟跟我的一分钟是一样的。
Your minute is the same as my minute.
你长再漂亮，你的一分钟都不会65秒啊。
No matter how good looking you are, your minute is not 65
seconds. 所以啊，每个人的时间的单位是一样。
So the unit of time is the same.
但是很抱歉，每一个人活出来的时间的价值是不一样的。
But the value for each person's time is different.
你看，像有时候我们到非洲。
Sometimes we go to Africa.
可是我在非洲啊，我就去观察他们当地的一些人哦，当地人。
Then I will look at the locals.
我发觉啊，他们其实啊，他们的生活有时候蛮有意思的。
Realize their life is pretty interesting.
啊，有时候你像我到坦桑尼亚的时候啊。
So I went to Tanzania.
你知道他们的男人在做什么吗
？What are their men doing?
他们的男人大部分时间都坐在树下聊天。
They spend a lot of time chatting under a tree.
啊，为什么
？Why?
因为所有的工作都是女人做啊。
Because a woman do all the work.
女人整理家里，女人带孩子，女人煮饭，连下田都是女人呢。
The woman clean the house, they cook, and they take care of the children.
那想一想，说是不是要移民一下
？Then I thought about moving there.
那边日子蛮那边的连那个有时候那些你看他也是背着小孩下田的。
The children will farm, carrying their children.
啊，男人在做什么
？What are the men doing?
坐在树下吹牛。
They are talking under the tree.
我告诉你啊，我认识那个谁啊，人家现在生意做很大，他问我要不要去帮忙啊。
They're telling me I have such a great business, do you want to help?
另外一个说那个有什么我告诉你啊我之前啊有什么机会啊差点就成为百万富翁啊。
And they are bragging how they almost become millionaires.
我告诉你啊那边很多都是这样啊在因为太阳很大啊就躲在树下吹牛然后做的事情让太太去做。
So they hide under the tree and talk, but they let the wives do the work.
这叫做浪费生命。
That is wasting their life.
因为什么因为讲了半天之后啊讲了十年他还是坐在树下。
Because 10 years later, they are still under the tree.
你说哦有这个机会哦你说有那个生意你说、哦、要干嘛但是没有人出去啊都没有人出去的。
They talk about so many opportunities, but they never take them.
都坐在树下来浪费生命。
They sit under the tree and waste.
他说我们不要今天不要做这种人啊。
We cannot be like that.
啊，说啊，我们今天啊，时间要把握，要善用我们所拥有的资源。
We have to utilize our time wisely.
那你就要问问自己啊。
You have to ask ourselves.
一样的时间，有人的时间价值像黄金。
Some people's time they have value like gold.
有人的时间价值像铜板。
There are people whose time is value as a coin.
有人的时间像是水飘走的垃圾。
There are people whose time is like a trash.
那我们就要问自己说，请问我们的时间到底它所呈现的价值是多少
？So we have to ask ourselves what is the value of our time.
啊、哦、但是这个是没有人能够。帮助你的，这是你自己的决定。
But nobody can help you; it's your own decision.
啊，但是你所创造的时间价值，最后决定你的人生最后它所存在的价值。
But the value that you determines the value of your life.
啊，尤其是在我们现今的社会
，especially in the world today.
啊，现今的社会在一方面是极度的忙碌。
Some people are extremely busy.
但是讲实话，在另外一方面叫做极度的浪费。
But some people are extremely wasteful.
啊，为什么极度的浪费呢
？Why is this extremely wasteful?
我们来看箴言的第24章。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言的第24章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
24章的第三十节。
Proverbs chapter 24 verse 30.
三十节。这里说我经过懒惰人的田地无知人的葡萄园荆棘长满了地皮刺草遮盖了田面石墙也坍塌32我看见就留心思想我看了就领了训诲33再睡片时打盹片时抱着手躺卧片时34你的贫穷就如强盗速来你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到在这里讲到一个人会变成贫穷
Some people will become very poor
可能是生活贫穷也可能是心灵贫穷
Maybe very poor in their life or they're poor in spirit
但是在这里他有出现一个不断重复的关键字
But there is a word that is repeating.
叫做片时片时片时
A little, a little, a
little. 片时就是一段短短的时间。
A little bit of time.
但是啊有时候就是这种短短的短短的时间我们不在意。
Many times we don't mind so much about this little bit of time.
放水流把它浪费掉。
And we will waste them.
却不知道说啊这些时间你把它累积起来最后要占了你人生非常大的一部分。
But you don't realize that if you put together this little bit of time, it will take up a lot of time.
当然我们不是说你的生活一定要极度的忙碌把它全部塞满这个也不是正常。
It's not to say that you have to be extremely busy and packed in your schedule.
因为工作有时休息有时。
There is a time to work and a time to rest.
我们今天所讲的是那些纯粹没有意义把它浪费掉的时间。
But we are talking about the time that is wasted and meaningless.
你可能觉得那只是一点点小时间。
Maybe you think it's a little bit of time.
但是啊积少成多到最后啊你会发觉你浪费了非常大的你的一辈子里面浪费非常多的事情。
But then in the end, you'll realize you wasted a lot of
time. 所以啊不要忽略那个小小的碎片。
We cannot forget about this little bit of time.
所以像我们家在我们家的小朋友哦。
So at home with my kids.
他们都有自己的每天每一天的要做的事情的安排。
They have their own to-do list for the day.
要读书啦要写功课啦要弹琴啦还包括什么要带狗去散步啦要做家事啦但是他们是列出来的列出来的。
To study, to play piano, or to walk the dogs, they will list them.
包括说要休息那个休息时间啦可以去看书啦休息时间啦可以也是去玩狗齁。没什么事情可以做就是他的但是他的时间是有计划的有计划的。
They will plan their, time out.
因为我们最糟的是什么
?What is the worst case?
最糟的就是你今天过完了一天但是你回想说我今天到底做了什么不知道。
That you have spent the day doing something, but you cannot remember what you did.
其实想想我在大学常常这样。
In college, I did that a lot.
大学常常一天又过去了今天干嘛不知道没有就吃饭而已
In college, I wouldn't know what I did for the day.
后来发觉说自己这样的生活很有问题。
And then I realized that's a big problem.
所以后来我随时口袋里都有一本本子。
So in my pocket, I carry this little book.
来列出我所有短期、中期、长期必须要完成的事情。
And then I list out my tasks in the short term and long term.
然后呢每天都早晚要看过然后重新调整重写每天都要重新抄到一张新的上面。
And each morning I will look at it and make a copy on the next page.
因为我发觉说人生没有计划生命是个浪费。
Because without planning, then you're wasting your life.
而生命浪费在神的眼里就是一种无知。
And wasting life in God's eyes is foolishness.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们说，智慧人啊，你要爱惜光阴。
So a person of wisdom will redeem the time.
要做有意义的事情。
They will do things that are meaningful.
但是啊，我们要记得所谓有意义的事情啊，你不要说啊，我读经祷告，祷告读经，读经祷告祷告，我好有意义啊，不一定哦。
It's not to say that you pray and read the Bible and read the Bible and pray. That means it's very meaningful.
这不一定是这不一定是有意义的哦。
That doesn't mean that it's meaningful.
我以前有认识一个同学。
I had a classmate.
我们在读大学。
We were in college.
那个时候我19岁。
I was 19 years old.
他已经32。
And he was 32.
还在读大学。
He was still in college.
他拿了8个学位。
He had 8 degrees.
为什么？
Why?
因为他不愿意出去上班。
Because he's unwilling to work.
所以啊，修完一颗，修完一个换一个，修完一个换一个。
So he will continue to get degrees.
但是他从来不出去上班。
But he never works.
你说他有没有在做事？有啊，他都在每天都在读书啊。
Is he doing something? Yes, he is studying.
但是他有没有在浪费生命？有啊，他也在浪费生命。
But he's also wasting his life.
所以你千万不要以为啊，我天天抱着圣经读经祷告，读经祷告，我的生命就很有意义哦，不一定哦。
That your life is so meaningful if you just read and pray, read the Bible and pray all the time.
读经祷告有意义。
It is meaningful to pray and read the Bible.
聚会侍奉有意义。
To attend services and to help with.
我告诉你。你帮忙家事帮忙煮饭帮忙遛狗 也很有意义。
But if you do chores and help out in the house, then it's meaningful too.
因为你是把时间花在爱上面。
Because you spend time to love.
所以千万不要以为啊，抱着一本圣经拼命读，你就很有意义啊。你可能读到最后，你的生命一点意义都没有。
If you just read the Bible all the time, maybe your life has no meaning.
因为你没有把所读的、所学习到的道理跟你的生活配合。
Because the words that you learn, you do not have a life.
哦，所以你是空有知识，但是没有任何信仰的行为。
But you, it means you have the knowledge, but you do not have the works.
那这样，这种知识对你我没有任何的帮助。
Then this knowledge is meaningless.
啊，所以求主耶稣给我们智慧。
So we ask the Lord to give us
能够善用我们的时间
to redeem our time.
啊，能够好好的利用，做一些让生命有意义的事情
to do things that make our life.
啊，使你我都成为蒙爱的儿女
So you and I can become dear children.
能够走在爱中，走在光中，并且走在智慧中
to walk in love, walk in light, and walk in wisdom.
一起来唱诗
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗156首
Hymn 156.
请坐
Please be seated.
那我们要一起来祷告
We are going to pray to God.
祷告当中我们求主耶稣加添我们每一个人力量
In our prayer we ask God to give us strength.
既然我们选择要走这条信仰的路
Since we chose this path of faith.
我们就要成为神所爱的儿女
We want to be dear children of God.
让我们每一个人都能够走在爱中走在光中并且走在智慧中
So that we can all walk in love, walk in light, and walk in wisdom.
但是很多时候你只靠人的努力想改变真的有困难
Many times to just with human effort to change is very hard.
有一个姐妹跟我说
There was a sister that told
me. 她很努力的要改善她跟她先生的关系
She tries very hard to change her relationship with her husband.
但是她虽然很努力但是却常常不成功。
She tries very hard, but is unsuccessful.
她说她跟她先生常常起冲突。
Many times they will get in fights.
当然，为什么常起冲突？因为她都乱讲，不是她因为她讲话很冲，那个姐妹讲话很冲啊。
The sister is very mean.
明明是一件好话，明明是一个好心，但是她讲出来就是很伤人。
Maybe it's out of good intent, but the words are very hurtful.
所以她常讲完话，自己很后悔，对方很受伤。
So she will regret the thing she says, and other her husband will be hurt.
啊，但是他努力想改，知道应该啊，知道应该改，努力想改，但是有心却没有力量。
She knows she has to change, but she does not have the strength.
啊，所以到最后，我们都需要圣灵的帮助。
In the end, we all need the help of the Holy Spirit.
啊，只有圣灵可以让我们做到我们靠自己做不到的事情。
Only the Holy Spirit can accomplish things that we cannot.
啊，改变我们的一些观念跟态度。
To change our ways of thinking.
改变我们的懒散。
To change our laziness.
改变我们浪费时间的习惯。
To change our habit of wasting time.
啊，到最后能够借着常常祷告来学会活出主所喜悦的生活。
In the end, we learn to have a lifestyle that pleases God through prayer.
啊，靠自己没有办法。
We cannot do it on our own.
所以除了我们要努力以外
So other than trying hard,
啊，更重要的是要学会祷告求神的帮助
We have to learn to ask for help of God.
啊，所以我们现在一起到前面来祷告求主耶稣继续啊，加添我们的力量啊，能够让我们好好的走这一条天国路
So let's all come to the front to ask God for strength.
一起到前面来祷告
Let's come to the front.